4WJT and 4ZLK. LK Mobile.
LK KR4ACR.
How are you today?
Well, so far so good, but it's early yet.
Have an idea of what your day is going to be like first thing in the morning, or does it just, do you just take it as it comes?
Sometimes you have more than others. Like, I have stuff scheduled from yesterday, but what happens is first thing in the morning, people call in that you didn't know about, and you have to reevaluate the plan, you know?
I'm pretty much the same every day. Occasionally I'll get a extra delivery. And every once in a while they'll call me and ask if I can go by somebody that's shipping out heavy if they're in my area. But other than that, it's pretty set every day.
Do you pretty much just swap out trailers, or do you get multiple stops on the same truck?
Start out delivering and I've got four or five bulk stops, sometimes six or seven, that's when they add extra. But I've got one, two, three, four, five that are every day. They're pretty, it's too much to go on a package car. There's not enough room for them, so I'll deliver those. And then I've got daily pickups. They're the same ones every day. And some of them are trailer swaps, and some of them I can live load on a trailer, you know, either one that I picked up or one that I take out and make a couple of pickups on it.
You know, you had customers that filled a trailer.
One, two, three, four that are daily swaps. One of those can, well, today's a live load. He's already texted me and said they're only going to have 7 pallets. But there are days when they'll have 3 or 4 or 5 53-foot trailer full, so it just depends.
Yes, that's job security.
More than 3, I generally have to either get one of the other guys to make one for me or call Spartanburg Dispatch and have them send somebody down.
Greenville covers Anderson, or do they have a location too?
As a place, they've got their own location. We cover Greenville, Simpsonville, not Taylor's anymore. We used to have Greer and Taylor's, Fountain Inn. They moved that to Spartanburg years ago. We cover all of Greenville, Pickens, Liberty, Easley, let's see, yeah, I think that's all the way down to the Oconee line, you know, out Sunset Community and all that. Now, we don't have any. None of us go down that far, but as far as what Greenville covers, that's our area, Piedmont, all of the northeast upstate of Greenville County.
That's interesting. I just didn't know how that worked. When you said that you called Spartanburg to send someone down, is what made me even ask about Anderson.
Pretty small, but I mean, they're growing just like we have. For the area, our building is really small. We've outgrew it years ago, but they don't want to build. I've heard that there's rumors that they're going to expand the Spartanburg building and then move a lot of the pickup volume up there, which means they're just going to have to shuttle it because I can't run it up there. I don't have enough time to make a pickup down here and run it all the way to Spartanburg and come back and make other pickups.
Hit the interstate. It needs to be about 2 lanes wider.
Well, it needs to be 4 lanes wider for potential growth.
Now, you was talking about earlier, like I've already had one guy call and say he's not coming in today because he's got to go to urgent care or something. So, you know, you just basically regroup based on what happens.
Yeah, that's how you make it work. Oh, well. Do you guys have a warehouse that you can store stuff, or is all your stuff, I guess your stuff's same day, isn't it? You pick up locally and deliver locally.
Yeah, no, I've never been, and since I've been in this, have we had a warehouse.
A need for what you do, because you seem to stay busy.
We're not the only one doing it, so yeah, there's a need, and you know, he's talked about getting a warehouse before, but like I say, I can't do no more, so he's going to have to do something different if he wants a warehouse.
UPS being in the same building here in Greenville, I've been there 34 years, going on 35, and the building I'm in now is the same one that I started in. They seem to be wanting to build or expand some of their locations and close down others and make, I was just thinking about the difference. You know, Amazon is trying to build a warehouse so that when you order something from them, they can deliver it that day from that warehouse. They're building them all over the country, and UPS, who's in the shipping business, seems to be closing down some of their places, combining them into larger places, but, you know, it takes longer to get the stuff delivered, so I'm not sure how it's going to work.
Years ago, FedEx had a location in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson. They finally closed the Spartanburg location and moved that out to the ramp, which is at the GSB airport. But, yeah, I mean, I've never understood how, it's just amazing to me how they get what they get done on Fair Forest Way in that small of an area with that much equipment moving.
Now into a ground station. There was an express driver that I used to see on a regular basis, and he said he was getting laid off, and he was working out of the one there on Malden Road, and they're turning that to a ground, and they've got one near, you know, here off the 85, off the Furnace Road. It's got a big ground hub, so it sounds like they're doing away with a lot of their express deliveries. I know UPS has cut some pilots and cut some of the airplanes because I think that is, I don't know if business is slowing down in that part of it or if they're able to combine more of it.
When I said FedEx, I was talking about the express side of it, closed the Spartanburg thing altogether. But it's always amazed me how much the UPS on Fair Forest Way is able to do in that small of a place.
I gotcha. Yep, that's where I work from. Every year, especially Christmas time, I think we'll never make it. But somehow they do. They hire these part-time drivers and they run them a second shift where they sort, or a second sort they call it. They put portables out in the parking lot, believe it or not, and they process packages out there. So it's crazy.
Notice they've closed their customer counter in Spartanburg and Greenville, so maybe all of them.
That sign on the door says take it to the UPS store, which is, you know, totally separate business. Those are a franchise. And not only do you have to pay the shipping charge, you've got to pay the franchise fee, too, when you ship something there.
Recently, I had to send something back to UPS, and I went down there because that's where I used to always take it, and I saw your sign on the door.
We're not too happy about it, those of us who care. It just seems like they don't want to have any customer service anymore, but I'm glad I'm at the end of my career here.
The almighty dollar is like everywhere else.
Well, Terry, you have a good day out there. Be careful. I'm not far. Getting ready to pull in the yard here, so nice talking to you. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR, be clear. Have a good day.